A Tasmanian woman is taking the Catholic Archbishop of Hobart to the Anti-Discrimination Commission over a booklet about same-sex marriage. The booklet, Don't Mess With Marriage, was sent to Catholics around Australia earlier this year. In Tasmania, it went out to churches and the parents of children at Catholic schools. It makes it clear the Catholic Church opposes same-sex marriage. And Marta Interlaney, who's making the complaint, says some of the content breaches Tasmania's Anti-Discrimination Act. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
In the booklet, Don't Mess With Marriage, the Catholic Church says marriage is a blessing from God, a holy, spiritual and heterosexual union between a man and a woman where children are born and raised. The Church argues that since every child has a biological mother and father, messing with marriage is messing with kids. The booklet has infuriated Martine Delaney, a spokeswoman for the Tasmanian Gay and Lesbian Rights Group and the Greens candidate for the federal seat of Franklin.
It appears to be a whole lot of statements of Catholic belief, but then it also makes quite bold and I think very questionable statements, which together as a cumulative message give you the idea that same-sex attracted people can never have a relationship that is equal to a heterosexual marriage, that they can never be whole as people, that their children can never be complete as people.
The booklet also cautions that if marriage is redefined, supporters of traditional marriage will be characterised as bigots and could run foul of the law. But Ms. Delaney says the booklet has already crossed a legal line.
It's actually in breach of Section 17 of the Tasmanian Anti-Discrimination Act, in that it's insulting, it's offensive, and it's possibly for some same-sex attracted people quite humiliating.
The Catholic Archbishop of Hobart, Julian Porteous, has declined to respond to the complaint before it is lodged later today. But earlier this year, the Archbishop defended the booklet, saying the Catholic Church in Tasmania was exercising its right to freedom of opinion. In her complaint, Ms. Delaney argues that some freedoms are not absolute and that in a secular society, religious freedom must sometimes give way to the law. Ms. Delaney wants the Catholic Archbishop of Hobart and the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference to publicly apologise for distributing the booklet. She also wants the Catholic Church in Tasmania to implement a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex awareness program for all staff and students within the Catholic education system.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.